heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hiking shoes on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll.
Hiking shoes, what we talking about today with Wonder Woman, Anne McGuffey.
Now, may I ask a question? Do you know the history of the trail, making the trail?
I do. I do know some of it.
So when I'm looking at the finishers list, the first one, it was in 1982. And then from then to 2001, you had five. And then all of a sudden from 2001, then 2002, then 2003, one in each of those years, then no one. And then all of a sudden, it just starts exploding after that. What happened? I mean, was it just that hard to find?
The trail, I actually know then. One of those two guys who hiked it in 1982, and they hiked a different route. They found their own route. The Arizona Trail was, the inception was in the 80s. Dale Shewalter, a Flagstaff school teacher, had the idea, and he began to put together a route. So it started coming together in the 80s, probably started being built in the 90s. And
he's not the same Flagstaff's professor teacher that wrote Grand Obsession, is he?
No.
Different.
This is Dale Shewalter, and sadly he passed away in 2010. But it was, so he's considered the father of the Arizona Trail.
Wow.
And so he rallied, you know, all kinds of people and organizations to put it together. And so I think, since you see so many people after 2001, that the trail just wasn't really, even then, it wasn't finished. People had to bushwhack and find their own way in some areas. So I think the route was officially completed around 2011. And I think even before that, it became a federally designated National Scenic Trail, I believe, in 2009. And many things have happened in the last, like in this decade, that have really popularized through hiking. So the book and movie Wild, social media, people just are hearing more and more about the Arizona Trail, and it's just become every year a more popular route.
Now, can you make up your own time? Because who did this in 8 days and 12 hours?
Probably on a bicycle.
You can mountain bike it.
You can mountain bike
okay.
it. Okay. Yes, you can mountain bike it.
I bet they went north to south. Yeah. Downhill.
Well, you might think it's downhill. Yeah. I know you're joking.
Yeah.
But the Arizona Trail goes up and over 9 mountain ranges. The elevation changes in the southern and central part of the state are humongous.
Yeah, that's part of the reason you get up to 800 miles. Okay, so we've talked about some of the training. We've talked about some of the pre-planning that was going on. Let's talk about shoes, okay?
Can I do this on a horse?
You can.
Jennifer and I have covered about 9 segments.
Okay, I may actually get this whole trail done now.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes, you can on a horse.
Without your feet, you cannot hike. I mean, I am very, very protective of my feet when I'm out on the trail. So describe to me your sock arrangement. How many pairs do you have on you? How often are they changed? What's your foot care? And what's your boot of choice?
Well, my boot of choice is a trail running shoe. I chose...
That's an ankle height?
It's ankle height, so it's a very lightweight shoe. The brand is Ultra, is the one that I wear. It's a popular hiking shoe for many long-distance hikers.
Is that the wide toe?
It has a wide foot. It has a wide foot box or toe area, which is great because your toes can spread out. You could probably still get blisters, but I had 0 blisters.
In 800 miles.
In 800 miles.
That's quite a testimony to that shoe.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your sock?
I use Darn Tough socks.
Okay.
And many years ago, I used to always wear 2 socks. I would do a liner sock and then a wool sock. I abandoned that quite a long time ago. So I just do one sock, the Darn Tough sock. I carry 2 pairs, so each day I'm alternating.
Okay.
And then when there's a water source, I'll rinse out the dirty socks and hang them on the outside of my pack so they dry and they get a little sun.
Yeah. A little air,
right?
One pair of shoes.
One pair of shoes. Well,
for the whole 800 miles?
No, I had 2 pairs of shoes. A shoe like that will last about 400 miles.
Okay.
So halfway through, I got a new pair of shoes. That's one
and
of the...
And you say new, but I know you. You bought those ahead of time. You broke them in, and it was in your mail package
right.
to get delivered. Yeah.
Right. Actually, the trail running shoes don't need to be broken in is one of the beauties, because it's just a lightweight shoe. You just don't have all that heavy, you know, leather and buildup.
That's not much of a shoe for ascending the Huachuca Mountains with a 40-pound backpack on.
Roughly, yeah. My pack.
That's not
my
much
pack
of a
ranged
shoe.
Like 30 to 35, okay. sometimes up to 40 when I was carrying a lot of water.
That's the next thing I want to talk about. Water. There are a lot of dry stretches of this, and in hiking the sections I've done, and in riding the horses on sections my wife and I have done, you'll see water stashes. You know, along the trail.
Right.
That people have just left 5 or 6 1-gallon water bottles. And it's just tagged, please do not disturb, through hiker coming through on such and such a date.
Right. You usually have their name on it.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a friend left me some water in the Canelo Hills. So
okay.
just a little north of the Mexico border was my first water cache, people
okay.
call it. It's like caching, C-A-C-H-E.
Yes.
And I remember I was so excited when I walked up and I saw these 2-gallon water bottles that
just
said,
as planned.
That said Ann in big block letters. That was very exciting. But there are stretches where the water can be 10 to 20 miles apart.
How much water are you actually carrying in your pack?
Generally 3 to 4 liters.
Okay.
But there were times I carried 6 or 7 liters
yeah.
when it was hot. I was in the low desert between Oracle and the Gila River.
Yes.
That's the lowest, hottest area. And that's the area where your water sources are either non-existent or they're stock tanks.
Right.
They're cattle tanks.
And on those hot days, do you just find a shade tree and hover under it during the day and you're walking, you know, maybe a little bit in the dark?
I didn't walk in the dark too much. I use a trekking umbrella. It's a very lightweight, I think it's Mylar. It has like a silver reflective coating on the outside, so it reflects the sun. And it reduces the temperature that you experience under the umbrella by 15 degrees. So it makes it really comfortable. It would shade the whole upper part of my body. So that makes a big difference.
And this is called a...
It's a trekking umbrella.
Trekking umbrella.
Yeah, it's a lightweight trekking umbrella.
I've got so many questions.
If you look online, you can find them.
Are you a walking stick gal?
I am.
You are. One or two?
Well, two normally, but if I'm holding the trekking umbrella, then I stash one of them in my pack, and I'm using one trekking pole.
Okay, back to water. Back to water.
Back to water.
Okay, I remember the first time I had to stoop and drink out of a cattle tank. Did you have that experience on any part of your hike?
Oh, yeah. Yes, many, many cattle tanks.
Many
cattle tanks. So
how did you treat it? How do you do that?
Yeah, my method, I treat all my water regardless of where I get it. Even if it's a beautiful flowing stream
okay.
at high elevation, you just don't know if there's cows up
right.
above or what's contaminating the water. So I purify all my water. Either I filter it or I chemically treat it.
Okay.
But with the stock tanks, usually there's sediment. There can even be dead bees, dead insects.
Oh, you don't want to think of all the dead stuff.
There's stuff in it. Right. So I use a bandana to pre-filter it.
Okay.
And I put the bandana over my water container
okay.
and pour the water through the bandana, and that
okay.
catches the solid stuff.
Yes.
So then
the big stuff.
And so the water might still have a little discoloration to it, but then so then I chemically or
with the pills,
I use Aquamira drops.
Yes.
It's a liquid.
Yep, yep,
so
yep.
I really like that. It
okay.
doesn't add much taste to the water.
So you'll drink stock tank water poured through a bandana with the Aquamira drops.
Right.
Aquamira
drops or I squeeze it with a Sawyer squeeze filter. The Aquamira drops, you have to wait 15 to 30 minutes.
Right.
So if I want to drink it right away, I use the Sawyer squeeze filter, then I can drink it right away. So I drank a lot of stock tank water.
Now, I get in the habit of carrying the little individual package of Tang so that when I do have to drink stock water, at least I get a flavor in there other than just cow. Do yeah. you flavor your stock take water?
Well, I do use an electrolyte drink. I have a couple. I have an electrolyte drink and an energy drink that I would sometimes add to my water, or even a vitamin C, a flavored vitamin C powder, just to give me some extra vitamin C nutrition. But not so much to change the taste of the water, just more because the benefits that I get from the drink. There was one water source that did taste really bad, and it actually, well, I guess it was a stock tank. It was up on the North Rim. It was the only one that really tasted bad. All the ones in southern and central Arizona, I expected them to taste bad.
Right.
But they didn't.
Okay. Yeah, I can't say I regularly did it, because I do carry water but occasionally your Camelback goes dry and you're still 12 miles from the truck and it's hot and there's a stock tank. And I do the ceramic straw a lot.
Mm.
Have you tried those at all?
I have one of those. I haven't used that on a long distance hike, just because the Sawyer squeeze filter was a better way to filter a lot of water. Sometimes at a water source, I could be treating 4 or 5 liters or quarts. A liter is a quart of water. That's a lot of water to treat. So I just use methods that were faster.
Sucking and spitting it out of a life straw. Take
right.
a little while.
Yeah.
And then Carol Grace, my baby, took a sample of stock tank water, brought it home, and put it under a telescope. It instantly became harder for me to drink stock tank water.
When you see what's
in
it.
There were some nasty things swimming around in that water.
Yeah. Well, I never got sick. Nothing, you know, nothing bad ever happened. I drank stock tank water all through Arizona.
Okay. Your pack. Are you in a frame or frameless?
Frameless. I use a lightweight pack. My pack weighs less than 2 pounds.
Okay. And you've got 3 days of food and a day and a half of water on you at all times?
Well, usually 24 hours of water or even less. I generally would hit water sources every 24 hours. And even though I averaged roughly 11 miles a day over the entire hike, if water sources were 15 miles apart, then I would walk 15 miles. I didn't want to have more than 24 hours between water, so I would increase my mileage.
Here with Ann McGuffey, solo thru-hiker of the Arizona Trails, 800 miles in 75 days, solo. In all those days on the trail, any uncomfortable encounters with other hikers or other travelers across the desert?
Nope.
Fantastic. That's great to hear. All right. She goes by the nickname Wonder Woman. No reason to suspect that or doubt that for sure. Hiking the Arizona Trail, all 800 miles in a matter of 75 days, absolutely awesome. We're talking water, we're talking socks, we're talking shoes. Now, that's one place we differ. I would actually have a different shoe given the terrain. I would not take the same shoe across Oracle Junction Desert as I would hike the Huachucas. I don't think I could hike in an ultra
well,
with
a
backpack on.
I wondered, because I thought maybe I would feel too much of the rocks
and sharp
things. But the shoes worked out great.
I
didn't have any problems. I think my feet just adapted.
Okay.
And I was doing a little research. I've got a curious mind. The average human pace is 2,000 steps per mile. So this is 1.6 million steps on average. Now, we're talking up and down verticals. So you're probably at 2 million steps to get through the Arizona Trail.
That's a lot of steps.
That's
Fitbit that.
Yeah. And there's a lot of elevation climbing up and down, definitely.
All right.